Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Looking Back Again on Audio Oldies, on Winnie Radio in Meredith, New Hampshire, and on D-Moose Radio across Canada. Welcome to the third hour of the show, and of course the 70s had a lot of great Halloween songs, and you're probably waiting for this one. Here are the Eagles and Witchy Woman on Looking Back Again.
Of New Orleans, of New Orleans.
Thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall, where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk a swamp witch, a Hattie, lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Dr. Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew, whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, don't come looking again.
From around February or March of 1974, we heard Cher and Dark Lady, a great Halloween song. Before that, another song that you don't hear very often, done by Jim Stafford, called Swamp Witch from 1973. Before that, we heard from Redbone, from the beginning of 1972 and Witch Queen of New Orleans. And we started the set off with the Eagles from This Time in 1972. And a great song called Witchy Woman. You're listening to our Looking Back Halloween Spooktacular here. And we continue with great Halloween music from the 70s. Here's the Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein.
Charlie Hofoof. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
From 1979, that was the Charlie Daniels Band and The Devil Went Down to Georgia. There were actually two versions of that song recorded. We heard the album version, in which they say, "I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best that's ever been." And then there was a single version, meant for AM airplay, and that said, "'Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been." I only have the album version at the moment, but I think that's a better version anyway. Before that, we heard from Alice Cooper and Welcome to My Nightmare from the album of the same name. Before that, we heard a classic Halloween song by Warren Zevon called Werewolves of London. We lost Warren recently due to cancer. He died at the age of 56 three or four years ago. And we started the set off with the Edgar Winter Group from the album They Only Come Out at Night and Frankenstein from 1973. There was a single and an album version of that as well, of course. And it's interesting, that song was a hit as early as January and February of 1973 on WCOL in Columbus, Ohio. It peaked, I believe, in May. But by June of 1973, it was off the charts in Columbus. So I was very surprised when I was vacationing in Hartford, Connecticut, and hearing it on WDRC, and it was just becoming a hit in July.
Columbus, Ohio, obviously got that song a lot earlier than the rest of the nation, which is kind of interesting. Well, you're listening to our Halloween Spooktacular here on Looking Back Again, and for those of you that are listening on either Winnie Radio or D-Moose Radio, I'd just like to suggest that you check out my website at www.audioldies, that's audioldies.net. There's a lot of songs, including a lot of these songs, which you can download. And we also have a themes page, which we have well over 1,000 songs that you can choose from. Also, of course, these radio shows, and there's not just this one. There are 5 or 6 different shows up on the site. So if you listen to any of these, you can comment on them by filling out the comment form. You can also suggest a theme for our Audioldies theme page, and of course, the theme changes every month. You can find out a little bit more about yours truly, see my picture, heaven forbid. And the address again is www.audioldies.net. Well, let's go back to 1955 now for a great rhythm and blues song, and I'd like to send this one out to Mike Yale. Here are the Spiders, recorded on the Imperial label, and a great song called Witchcraft.
Don't do that, please stop it now. You know I can't take it, please stop it now. Spinning a spell on me now. Let me forget her, don't mention her name. You know it brings back that old burning flame. It hurts to know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning, going round and round. Spinning, going round and round. Well, her witchcraft got me keep going down and down.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep under the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
I was watering the flowers on the windowsill, and then I saw them coming over yonder hill. Why, there must have been a million of every shape and size, and so I yelled to everyone, you'd better get inside.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
I ran into the playroom, grabbed a baseball bat, and every time I met one, I gave him this and that. It nearly drove me crazy, it had me mystified. The more and more I knocked them down, the more they multiplied.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Oh, they got into the kitchen, they got into the sink, they went into the cellar and poured themselves a drink. They got on the piano, ran up and down the keys, and soon I was a-standing in them right up to my knees. Close the door!
They're coming in the window.
Close the door!
They're running up the stairs.
Close the door!
They're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Now that all the fuss is over, and I sink into my chair, the house is all a shambles, but really, I don't care. I'm gonna take it easy, try not to think of them. Oh, here they come again!
Close the door! They're coming in the window. Close the door! They're running up the stairs. Close the door! Ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Casper, the friendly ghost, friendliest ghost you know. Though grown up fights over him with fright, but you'll all love him so. He always says hello, and he's really glad to meet you.
One morning when I was out shopping, though you'll find it hard to believe, a little blue man came out of the crowd and timidly tugged at my sleeve.
I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you. I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I hurried back to my apartment. I rushed in and I closed the door. But there on the desk stood the little blue man, who started to tell me once more.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. 4 weeks after that I was haunted, though no one could see him but me. Right by my side was the little blue man, wherever I happened to be.
I love you.
One evening in wild desperation, I rushed to a rooftop in town, and over the side pushed the little blue man, who sang to me all the way down.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I whispered, thank goodness that's over. I smiled as I hurried outside. But there on the street stood the little blue man, who said with a tear in his eye,
I don't love you anymore.
I was strolling through the park one night, and oh, I felt so blue, when I heard a little voice say,
I'm so lonely too.
Then I turned around to look, and to my surprise, a little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes. Stepping up a little closer to see what I could see, she said,
Mr. Eggman, will you please marry me?
I said, well, no, I couldn't do that. Well, that just wouldn't be right. 'Cause you and me and you, we don't even look alike. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes. What will people think when we go strolling by? Why, they not only laugh at us, they lay right down and die. Then they'd put you and me in jail, there we would be. And the people, they'd come from miles around just to look at you and me. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes. I've had enough of this. She said,
please, Mr. Eggman, just one little kiss.
I said, okay, 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 but then you go away. But when I finished kissing her, I had this to say, oh, you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes. Sure.
from late 1958 and peaking in early 1959. That was Jesse Lee Turner and Little Space Girl. And again, we had a sped-up voice. David Seville had sort of started that trend with The Witch Doctor and then, of course, the Chipmunk song. So Jesse Lee Turner did the same thing with Little Space Girl. Before that, another space song, The Little Blue Man by Betty Johnson. And here's an interesting little piece of trivia about that song. The voice that says, I love you, said the little blue man was, believe it or not, Hugh Downs. Now, if Burt Bacharach and Hal David weren't particularly proud of writing The Blob, I'm sure Hugh Downs is not particularly proud of being the voice of the little blue man on that 1958 novelty record. But that's who the voice belonged to. And that was quite a big hit for her. Before that, Close the Door from 1955 by Jim Lowe. And before that, a song that really never charted in any way, shape, or form, but it was played on the Dr. Demento show. From 1954, Tony Borello and There's a New Sound. And again, there were sped-up voices in the sound effects of the Worms. So that actually predated David Seville's speeding up of voices by 4 years. That may be one of the very, very first uses of sped-up recording tape in a recording, although it wasn't a song that charted. But what a strange song. There's a New Sound, all about the sound of Worms. And we started the set off with a great rhythm and blues song, The Spiders from 1955, and Witchcraft. Well, we're going to play the original version of Black Magic Woman. And if you folks out there are saying, ah, yeah, Santana, no, you're wrong. Santana certainly had a huge hit with it, and it was on the Abraxas album in 1970. However, a couple of years before that, Fleetwood Mac recorded the song. So we're going to play both Fleetwood Mac's and Santana's version of Black Magic Woman here on Looking Back Again.
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell. Oh,
back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
Both Fleetwood Mac's original version and Santana's version of Black Magic Woman air on Looking Back Again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Looking Back Again on Audio Oldies on Winnie Radio in Meredith, New Hampshire, and on D-Moose Radio across Canada. Welcome to the fourth and final hour of our Halloween Spooktacular. We're going to play a song that you've probably never heard before. It's done by King Flash and the Calypso Carnival, and it's called Zombie Jamboree.
Zombie Jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island. Some of them are great Californian. Since the season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanal and they singing
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn.
Back to back,
had me for a slave. In one hand she holding a quart of wine, the other hand she point that you'll be mine. Believe me folks, yes I had to run. The husband of a zombie ain't no fun. I say oh no my turtle dove, an old bag of bones I cannot love. And what she crying?
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn cause I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, and the zombie jamboree.
You now my sweet, I'll make you call me sweetie pie. I said not me, get back your lie. She said I might be lying, but you will see. After you kiss this dead zombie, I never seen such horror in all my life. Can you imagine me with a zombie wife? And what's she singing?
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn cause I done that already. Back to back.